The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tommy wrote on my sheet here, Trump Evett 2024. I couldn't agree more. Actually, should be Evett Trump. But good morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, the great state of South Carolina. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Feeling better, Dub? I hate that you got a sinus infection, but everybody does. It's the pollen.
Yeah.
You know, but that's why we have a beautiful state, right? If we didn't have pollen, then we wouldn't have leaves and trees and all the beautiful things that people come to the upstate for.
Okay. Nice try.
Yeah.
I was about to say, nice try.
Find a bright side.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor, not going to work here. Okay. Good, good. All right. So a couple questions for you. We are the most, we've got the House, the Senate. We are a Republican state. What's going on with this election integrity bill that did it stall? Is it? Everyone's talking about it, at least in my circles they are. How is it that one senator could mess everything up?
Well, Deb, he kind of decided to put a poison pill to that bill and got a lot of senators to follow him. You know, I will say up here in the upstate, Senator Loftus, he voted for compromise. Kudos to Senator Loftus for your wisdom. You know, we worked really hard, Deb. Let's go back. Okay. Everybody is worried about election integrity. Everybody is worried about it. We did a great job in South Carolina fighting for election integrity when the Democrats sued us during 2020. We took it to the Supreme Court. You and I have talked about that.
Right.
So what did we learn from it? We got to put something in place. We got to put a law in place to ensure election integrity. The House sat down with the GOP, sat down with the executive branch, everybody coming together, leaders coming together, which is what we're supposed to do. Came up with a really great, tough bill. It bans drop boxes. It reduces the absentee reason list. It puts the last four digits of your social security number on the ballot, right? So there we are confirming.
Wow.
We stop ballot harvesting. We don't allow third-party money. This is a great bill. And pass the House. And trust me, just like with everything else, our Democrat counterparts fighting everything in the House. The House did a great job getting this passed. Governor's office was behind it. SCGOP was behind this bill. It got over to the Senate, and Majority Leader Massey decided he wanted to say that they had to have consent and confirm in the Senate, and said, you know, they'll cave to this because it's an election year and we're going to do it. So House leaders, governor's office, GOP came together and said, okay, we'll give you confirmation on the election director, the election board director, and everything else is appointed by the executive branch. And they said, nope, we want it all.
But why? Hold on. Why? First of all, why is the Senate even playing in this game? And frankly, it's so wrong that a state like ours is held up by one senator. And I know Shane. I like Shane. But this power play of everybody trying to one-up each other is hurting our state.
You're absolutely right. When you have every other Republican, all the other Republican leaders coming together, and everybody else willing to make a compromise, and then Majority Leader Massey saying no. And he made a statement that I saw on the news the other night that says, you're right, it's a power grab.
What?
And we're going to do it.
That
was the statement he made. He said the governor called it a power grab, and he's absolutely right. That's exactly what it was. I mean, come on. We are a Republican state. We want election integrity. And I'll tell you, in our upstate, Josh Kimbrell, for all of our listeners that are in Spartanburg, Josh Kimbrell kind of took to the floor. He got nine other senators to vote. All the rest of our Republican senators and Democrats voted together to stall the bill. They played chicken with an important piece of legislation. Senator Massey took a poison pill to that bill. And I'm so disappointed that that's what was decided to do. So now we have it. The bill got sent back to the House. Speaker Lucas put it in committee. So people need to rally their senators, I mean, and say, listen, compromise is good. Compromise is what our forefathers wanted. Nobody gets it all, right? Nobody should walk away from a negotiation, one group taking it on the chin and everybody else taking it the other way. This is a good bill, and they need to get it. They need to reach out. Let's get it out of subcommittee. Let's get it passed.
But, you know, it's not really compromise when you are a Republican House and Senate and a Republican administration, and we're held up with a Republican voting with the Democrats?
Well, that's what we have. You know, that's what we have. We had 9 senators that were courageous that said, listen, this is an election bill. Let's get it passed.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't about power and who gets to say, who gets to sit in all these positions. Because, listen, Deb, at the end of the day, COVID has showed us that we want one guy that we can go back to and say, you made a good decision or a bad decision. Anytime you throw something out into the general legislature and the Senate has to confirm, it slows down the process. Also in this bill, they threw in that if the let's say they had to confirm these positions on the board, if they were out of session, the governor couldn't put in an interim director. So that would mean we would, and when do we vote, Deb? June and November? They're not in session in June and November. So they put that in there full well knowing we could have seats on an election board that may not be filled because they're not in session. What kind of logic is that?
Well, it's not the fact that there's no logic to it. My question is, they are obviously mad at the few members that have been put on this election board. Is that kind of the bottom line?
So the director, there, you know, she was rather controversial during the 2020 election. She's now gone. But the rest of the board, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? The rest of the board fought along with the SCGOP, along with the Attorney General's office, along with everybody that took those cases in 2020 to the Supreme Court. And there's court records that show that. So one bad apple doesn't, you know, come on. We didn't like the way some of the things went that, you know, the prior director was doing. She's gone. There's new blood. But you can't now say, oh, my goodness. And we're going to, like, take over all of this. We're not going to compromise. To heck with all these great things that are in that bill that make it easier for people to vote and harder for people to cheat. That's the goal. The goal isn't power in this. The goal is how do we keep our elections in check? And this bill did that.
So what happens now? I mean, the fact is, so you have one senator who has thrown a fly in the ointment. Does this just, I mean, if the House doesn't bring it back, does it just die?
Well, it could. So, I mean, what we need to do is people need to call their senators and say, listen, we want it done. You do it. We elect you to get these things done.
And let's all tell
Senator Massey how we feel. I'm like you. I never talk negative. I just think this is too important to let die.
Yeah. I think people don't know the power of picking up the phone and calling someone. And I'll just say this because I've been elected for years and you're newly elected. Everyone thinks somebody else called and nobody ever calls.
And let me tell you, I'm elected. You all hired me. That's how I feel. That's how every elected official that I know feels. They want to hear from you. And when they're not hearing, especially when you don't like something that's gone on, they think you're with them, right? No news is good news. And so, yeah, I think everybody needs to say election integrity is important. Take this poison pill out, pass the bill, and let's get election integrity moving forward.
Yeah. So for the governor and for your position, pick up the phone, call the Senate, tell them to get a move on this. And they can, we're going to go to a break, but I want you to hang on with me because I think this is really important because the assumption is South Carolina wants election integrity. How is it that
Absolutely.
We are being held up by a member of the Senate? Ah, we are such a dysfunctional state to be so small. All right, Tommy's telling me I have to go to break. Lieutenant Governor, please stay with me. We'll come right back. Hey, folks, good morning. I'm Deb Sofield filling in for Joey. I've asked Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett to stay on the line with me. She's our, you know, usually Thursday caller at 8:30. But there is an issue that is coming up that we need your help for the South Carolina Senate to do the right thing. as a state, South Carolina, as conservative as we are, excuse me, and we have the House, the Senate, and the administration, and we can't get reasonable election passed. So I've asked her to stay on and explain just real quickly what's going on and why you need to call your senator. Before we do that, Lieutenant Governor, I'm curious. You were governor for about 10 minutes the other day, weren't you?
I was yesterday. I was. The governor tore his meniscus. I'm proud to say my record is stellar, Deb. I mean, everything ran perfectly in that 10 minutes. But, yeah, he had a small procedure done. And so, yeah, he gave me authority for a short time. But he's doing well.
Good.
Had a little tennis accident. So had to have some work done on his knee.
Yeah, I was like that. I'm like, whoa, we have a woman governor. Oh, now we have Henry back. Okay, good. And I think Tommy's going to change it on my screen here to say Evett Trump 2024. Okay.
Oh, there you go. All right, good job, Tommy.
All right, so here's the big question. We have a chance. We're being held up by one Republican senator who thought he was running for governor, who backed out. And we do believe that you should ban drop boxes. We believe you shouldn't have so many excuses, and you should use your Social Security number, and you don't ballot harvest. How can anyone be against that?
Exactly. Well, it is when you want more control and you want more power and you decide to hold up of an important bill that every Republican in the state thinks is important, that the citizens of South Carolina think is important, because you want to take a little bit more power over to the Senate. And I think that's what it looked like. Senator Massey said in his own words, you know, Deb, I'm never negative. I think Republicans need to come together always and support each other. But this is too critical to sit on the sidelines and not say something about.
Yeah.
People need to get on their phones. They need to email. I always preface that with, you know, have a well thought out argument and be kind, right? don't go off the rails or anything, but need to tell your senators, you know, that this is not acceptable, that we want election integrity passed, to take that poison pill out of the bill and get it passed. When every other body in the state says this is good, we can live with this. And I mean, kudos to Josh Kimbrell, who went to the well and rallied 9 other senators together to say, listen, election integrity is more important than we are. You know, we as a body, let's get it done. And kudos to those 9. Senator Loftus, thank you for his wisdom in that and him understanding that. He's a Greenville senator. Thank you so much to him. But everybody, get on your phone. We work for you. We as elected officials, you put us in these positions to do your will. And what I'm hearing is that you want election integrity and you want it in this election. I mean, this is 22. We're all up this year. The House is up this year. We have congressmen up this year. Our own senators up this year. We want election integrity. If it doesn't get done now, we won't have it for the primary. We definitely won't have it for the general election. This is not something to play a game of cat and mouse with. This is way too important.
But I guess my curiosity has piqued. And sorry to be so blunt, what the what? Just because you want to be the people who choose who's on the election committee? That's so minor. That's so minor to all of this. Is it not, or am I missing something?
Well, he's saying it's not, because you could get a bad apple on there, and you know, the wisdom of the Senate will weed out all bad apples. Well, that doesn't always happen. And Deb, like I said earlier, another part of the bill that the Senate put in is that they were taking away the power of the governor to put an interim director in play if they're not in session. So if you're taking that power away too, that means you're willing to leave vacant seats.
Yeah.
And all of our elections happen during the time that the Senate is not in session. Is that acceptable? No, that's not acceptable. And it's, again, one more move that is not in the best interest of the people of South Carolina.
Well, and I got
to
tell you,
they have to make their voices heard.
Well, and I got to tell you, South Carolina, the House and the Senate have, and I think, you know, started with Mark Sanford, and I mean, just go down through the list, they've really stripped the executive branch of power anyway.
Yeah.
And many states don't even have this election commission. Why don't we just abolish it?
Well, it's just the way we've handled it here in South Carolina. And And so abolishing it would be a whole new thing. You know, most states, the Secretary of State handles this.
Okay.
You know, we don't. I mean, most people think that, you know, Mark Hammond handles all things election. Mark just certifies it. Everything else goes through that department. And to say that we are the wiser group. But think about it, Deb. We found through COVID, the people of South Carolina want to go to one person.
Right.
And make that person accountable for what's happening or not happening in this state. You go to a body of people and everybody can take cover behind everybody else. Right. And then the people go, well, who do we blame? Well, this is a group. So do you blame the collective group? Everybody's pointing fingers. Why not put one? And it's a big responsibility, right? When it falls on just your shoulders. Well, there you go. Now you're not going to, you're taking a lot more thought into doing that. And the concession was, okay, Senate, we'll give you the director's position to confirm. We'll give you that position. And they said, nope, not good enough. We want it all or nothing.
Wow.
And that's a big line to take on something as important as election integrity.
Right. Absolutely. Folks, you got to get involved. I had somebody write me and just text 07. Hey, Deb, I wish I knew who the 9 senators were. Where do you find the phone numbers to reach out? Where would you send us?
So basically, you can call the Senate. I can tell you right now who the 9 were that did their job. It was Adams, Fanning, who is a Democrat.
Okay,
Democrat should have thought.
I'm running out of time. Yeah.
Loftus, Clymer, Johnson, Rickenbaugh, Davis, Kimbrell, and Sheely.
Okay. Good,
they stood for the law. They stood on their own, and all the rest. So it's an easy email, everybody. All the rest didn't.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always love talking to you. Let's go out with a bang, everybody. Call your senator, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Deb.
All right. Take care, everybody.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.